Black Voices for Trump Clean Up Kenosha After Riots. By Penny Starr on August 30, 2020. Volunteers from Black Voices for Trump joined social media influencer Scott Pressler on Saturday to help with the recovery in Kenosha, Wisconsin, following several nights of violence and looting in the city. "People told me not to go to Kenosha. I'm glad I did," Pressler told Breitbart News. "Although a band-aid, I believe our presence showed the city that we see, value, and care about them. We had volunteers from Milwaukee, Kenosha, Chicago, and Illinois. We are a family and families stick together like glue," Pressler said, adding that almost 100 volunteers helped out in both cities. "I want to give a shout out to Black Voices for Trump for helping to clean up the destruction of Black Lives Matter supporters," Pressler continued. And, true to his mission, he also registered voters while in Wisconsin as part of his effort to get President Donald Trump re-elected. "The conservative grassroots in Wisconsin are excited to have Scott Pressler here holding voter registration trainings and cleanup initiatives in inner-city communities in Milwaukee and Kenosha," Chris Lawrence, first vice president of the Republican Party of Milwaukee County, who joined the effort, told Breitbart News. "The left has long ago failed these communities, and as a result, we have seen utter chaos, failed schools, factories closed, and increased violence," Lawrence said. Scott Pressler cares about these communities, and his efforts here in Wisconsin and across the country are making a positive impact. Lawrence said it was refreshing to see the support from Black Voices for Trump in Milwaukee. "I did not know 90% of the people in the room. And I am the vice chair of the Republican Party of Milwaukee County and a well-known activist in southeast Wisconsin. That tells me he is reaching voters who aren't traditional Republican or conservative." Pressler told Breitbart News that the business owners were devastated about the destruction and pointed out the irony of the violent riots. "I was walking through the rubble of a burned-down business and saw hair products for Black women," Pressler said. "How does burning down a salon meant for the Black community help Black Lives Matter? I really want to emphasize this: if you care about Black lives, how does destroying property support and empower the Black community?" he added. "Please don't do what's been done in Kenosha. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter."